Batman by Fats Waller. That Rhythm Man, written by Thomas Waller, Harry Brooks, and Andy Razaf for the Hot Chocolates Review of 1929. Louis Armstrong soloing on trumpet and vocal for OK Records. 4 years earlier in Chicago, Armstrong had been backing some great blues singers in New York and did also in Chicago. Blanche Calloway, sister of Cab Calloway, one of the great singers in this art, was here to sing Lazy Woman's Blues. Louis Armstrong on cornet, and a genius from Chicago on the piano by the name of Richard M. Jones. Here's Blanche Calloway, Lazy Woman's Blues, with Louis Armstrong and Richard Jones.
Put a button on a good man's shirt. But they ain't too lazy to count his money Saturday night. I know a lazy woman put $10 in a telephone. Could you tell a sweet man a monkey man is out and gone? When a woman's too lazy to try and bake an apple pie. When a woman's too lazy to try and bake an apple pie. She's too lazy to live, and she's too darn lazy to die.
Armstrong is just incredible there, as he always was. But at the beginning of his time, of course, he didn't know the effect that would have on, he would have on generations of players and singers. He's backing Blanche Calloway there in Chicago, November 1925, Lazy Woman's Blues on piano. Richard M. Jones, all done for OK Records in November of 1925. You're listening to The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now let's go from 1925 to 1960, and tenor saxophonist Harold Land, who made a very impressive record for Jazzland long-playing records. It's number 33, if you're interested in that. Land on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Amos Trice, piano, Clarence Jones, bass, and Joe Peters on drums. This is a favorite of mine by Peter DeRose and Billy Hill called On a Little Street in Singapore. Thank you. Harold Land and his tenor saxophone in 1960 for Jazzland Long Playing Records. Peter DeRose and Billy Hill wrote that. It's A Little Street in Singapore. Land on tenor. Kenny Dorham, it should be Kinney, because his real name is McKinley Dorham, but, you know, it's, what's the word? Something happens to the language like that. I used to teach it, too, and I can't remember the word. Streamlining. You know, the reason we see gotta lotta in writing is because that's what people are hearing. Nevertheless, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, one of the greats. Amos Trice on piano, Clarence Jones bass. You heard him working hard there. And Joe Peters on the drums, Harold Land. 1960. You can hear him also to advantage in the earlier recordings of Clifford Brown and Max Roach in their groups. Here's Eva Taylor, 1926, married to Clarence Williams, who's at the piano, Leroy Harris on banjo, Coleman Hawkins on bass sax, I think here. It's been a while. Last night I was putting this on the tape. Buster Bailey clarinet, Tommy Ladnier, I can't say enough about him. He's a great cornetist. Died far too young. Near 1926, he shines. And on trombone, one of the greats, too. Jimmy Harrison. OK 78.
I'm giving to you. You can laugh your troubles away. If you smile all the while, try it today. Scatter your smiles and you scatter your troubles. They'll fade away just as if they were bubbles. If you are breathed, you'll be relieved. Never let them hurry you, worry you, flurry you. Don't wear a frown and give in to sorrow. Start smiling now and keep smiling tomorrow. Both sides are gray, no need to worry all day. It doesn't matter, so scatter your smiles. Your troubles, why they'll fade away just as if they were bubbles. If you are grieved, you'll be relieved. Never let them worry you, hurry you, flurry you. Don't wear a frown and give in to sorrow. Start smiling now and keep smiling tomorrow. Both sides are gray, no need to worry all day. It doesn't matter, so scatter your smile. Now scatter your smiles, you scatter your troubles. Why they'll fade away just as if they were bubbles. If you are grieved, you'll be relieved. Never let them hurry you, worry you, flurry you. Now don't wear a frown and give in to sorrow. Start smiling now and keep smiling tomorrow. Both sides are gray, no need to worry all day. It doesn't matter, so scatter your smile.
Well, that's good advice, I think. Even though it's an election year, watch out in that case. But anyway, scattier smiles. It's much easier for folks to have somebody say something nice about something than to give more burden. Eva Taylor singing for you, 1926 for OK Records. And I said Tommy Ladnier on cornet. Wonderful work there. Jimmy Harrison's trombone. I remember talking with Benny Carter shortly before he died. And he lived up into his 90s. And he and Harrison were friends. And Jimmy Harrison died in 1930. And I mentioned, you know, 60-plus years later, Benny Carter had any association with Harrison. And he paused and said, oh my, what a terrible thing. And they'd been great friends, and he'd carried that with him, Carter had, for 60-plus years. And Hawk, Coleman Hawkins, I couldn't remember whether he was on bass or tenor there, and he's on tenor saxophone. Eva Taylor, big name back in 1926. Here's Charles Mingus, Passions of a Woman Loved, a gorgeous thing written by Mingus for Atlantic Records. Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Shafi Hadi on saxophone, Wade Legg on piano, Mingus bass, and Danny Richman on the drums.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus, as he is. 1957 for Atlantic Records. That's called Passions of a Woman Loved. And he covers it. Jimmy Nepper trombone, alto saxophonist Shafi Hadi, Wade Laig on piano, Mingus bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. Mingus, 1957, Atlantic, long playing records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you, and I'd like to chase a composition now. If you're new to the program, it just simply means that more than one group or person plays the same thing. And you get the idea about our individuality, which we have. And it's nice to know that, so that you don't have to walk around like everybody else. The composition that I'm going to chase is Sergei Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor, Opus 3, number 2, to be played first by the composer, and I'm not sure when this was done. No one has done a discography of, an accurate discography of Victrola Phonograph Records, which came out in 78 form before the Victor. But I understand there are a few gentlemen working on it now, and that's good. This record was recorded on both sides, which indicates it had to have been 1923 or later. So let's say 1925. We will hear, on Victrola, Sergei Rachmaninoff solo piano doing his Prelude in C-sharp minor, followed by Eddie Lang doing it on his guitar in 1927. Thank you. chasing a composition by Sergei Rachmaninoff, Prelude in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, number 2, as performed by the composer, I said around 1925 for Victrola, 78 records, and then Eddie Lang for OK, 78 records in 1927, playing his version of it, solo guitar. On the flip side of the Eddie Lang is a pop tune of 1927, and he's going to play it for you now. It's called A Little Love, A Little Kiss. Playing a pop tune of 1927 called A Little Love, A Little Kiss for OK Records, solo guitar. A couple years later, 1929, almost exactly 2 years later, Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson, another great guitarist, decided to have some fun, and they produced a band called Blind Willie Dunn's Gin Bottle 4. And Johnson wrote a couple of tunes. This is one of them, Blue Blood Blues. On cornet, Tommy Dorsey. For years, historians thought it was King Oliver, but it's Dorsey. J.C. Johnson, piano. As I said, Lonnie Johnson, Eddie Lang, guitars. And playing percussion and scat singing, the great composer, Hoagy Carmichael. Thank you. that ending was provided by the composer of Stardust. What fun they must have had. 1929, Blind Willie Dunn's Gin Bottle 4, Blue Blood Blues, written by Lonnie Johnson, who was playing guitar there, with Eddie Lang playing guitar, Tommy Dorsey on cornet, J.C. Johnson piano, and Hoagie Carmichael, percussion and scat vocal. And that's something. A listener called and said, "You mean Tommy Dorsey, the trombone player?" And I said, "Yep." His first records were on cornet. He played cornet on the first ones. That doesn't mean he didn't start on trombone. But his first recordings were playing cornet. Blind Willie Dunn's Gin Bottle 4. We chased Eddie Lang through some things with Rachmaninoff and himself doing a little ballad and on to Blind Willie. Okay. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Luis Russell and his orchestra, 1931, one of the grand ensembles in this art form for Victor Records. It was the background, if you will, for Louis Armstrong almost totally through the 1930s. Russell on piano was doing arranging and composing and so on and so forth. The vocalist on both of these cuts is Chick Bullock. The star of the trumpet section, Red Allen. Dickie Wells, trombone. Albert Nicholas, clarinet. And the incredible rhythm section of Pops Foster on string bass and Paul Barberin on drums. Here's a couple of the great Louis Russell and his orchestra, 1931, for Victor Records. Say the Word, written by Harold Adamson and Burton Lane and Huey Prince and Hal Mooney's Going to Town. Thank you.
away those doggone blues. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because we're going to town. Listen to me and don't lag, because the hot time's in the bag. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because we're going to town. Old folks, young folks, gather round. There's nothing to learn. Better turn your dampers down. Make sure your feet don't burn. Hurry up, no time to wait. Everybody syncopate. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because we're going to town.
Luis Russell and his orchestra, 1931, for Victor Records. And two great ones, Say the Word and Go Into Town, both sung by Chick Bullock. Luis Russell. Okay. I'd like to chase Ghost of a Chance, written by Victor Young in 1932, with lyric by his lyricist of the time, Ned Washington. We will hear two takes of Clifford Brown, a short one and a long one. Clifford Brown, the genius of trumpet playing in 1954. With Harold Land here again on tenor saxophone, Richie Powell piano, George Morrison on bass, and Max Roach on drums, followed by, so we'll hear the lyric, Mildred Bailey. Thank you. Written by Victor Young and performed by Clifford Brown in 1954. Young wrote it in 1932 with lyricist Ned Washington, and we heard those lyrics with Mildred Bailey singing for you in 1939. Clifford Brown, Mildred Bailey, Ghost of a Chance, Victor Young, and Ned Washington. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, now, Stan Getz, 1949 for New Jazz, 78. Getz was in his beginning period. He wrote this based on another composition. Getz calls it Long Island Sound. And it's based on Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, a 1934 composition by Jim Hanley. So it's by Hanley and Getz. Long Island Sound, 1949. Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Al Haig piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Stan Levy drums. Thank you. Sound, a composition by Stan Getz, based on Jim Hanley's Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, and borrowing is part of the picture here. New Jazz 78, 1949, Stan Getz with Al Haig on piano, Gene Remy bass, and Stan Levy on drums. On the flip side of that 78 is Marcia. It's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A, Mar-C-I-A. He's ahead of his time. Sorry, just a little political joke. What the heck? And it's based on, Marcia is based on When Your Lover Is Gone, a composition from 1931 in a film called Blonde Crazy. A composition by Einar Swan. And we're going to hear Getz play Marcia based on When Your Lover Is Gone, and then Claire Austin sing it for you.
Thank you. memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. When your lover has gone.
Working Through, a composition by Einar Swan from 1931, When Your Lover Has Gone. Starting in 1949 with Stan Getz Quartet doing it. A composition by Getz called Marcia, based on the harmonic pinnings of When Your Lover Has Gone. And then in Los Angeles, 1955, Claire Austin singing the verse and the chorus of When Your Lover Has Gone, backed by Bob Scobie on trumpet, Barney Kessel, guitar, Stan Reitzman on piano, Morty Korb on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. Every time I hear her, and I know I put it on tape, I recorded it, right? But I'm knocked away by it. And not any more so than this.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Thank you.
key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Claire Austin and Barney Kessel in Los Angeles, 1955. Someone to Watch Over Me, written by George and Ira Gershwin, 1926, for the musical of that year, O.K. Someone to Watch Over Me, Austin. Isn't she something? Spent some time in Tacoma and Seattle and Yakima and all that. She's gone now, but... And she could sing the ballads like that and then get down and dirty with Kid Ory. Good time jazz record label thing. Just really, really honk it out. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, phase two now. And this is a Jesse Stafford Orchestra record, and 1929 in Los Angeles. I had this record for the longest time, and I lost it, and I found it. It was in another box, and, you know, one of those things. Stafford plays trombone, directs his band. I don't know who the arranger is. I wish I did, because it's something else what the arranger did with this composition. It's a original recording of Should I, and I think if you're old enough, you know the tune. It was written by Herb Nacio Brown, and Arthur Freed lyric, Jesse Stafford's band in L.A., 1929. And for those of you out there that play the bassoon, and I'm sure there are not very many of you, but in this art form, the bassoon has been used because it has such a wonderful texture to it and the sound of it, but rarely as a soloist. And I don't know who the soloist is, but it's a wonderful bassoon solo. Great vocal. Great arrangement. The band, I know, it's Jesse Stafford. The composition, I know, it's Should I. Thank you.
what I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you. Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat, would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
That's an amazing arrangement of Should I? And I said, I don't know who did it. Wish I did. The bassoon solo there, right? Jesse Stafford, trombonist and director of his band in Los Angeles 1929 for Victor Records. Up next, Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, 1939 for Vocalion. Pete Johnson, piano player from Kansas City, friends with Joe Turner. You'll hear him sing. Hot Lips Page on trumpet. Buster Smith. I want to talk about him. He's on alto here. And a great influence on Charlie Parker. When you hear the alto saxophone, think about Charlie Parker. And you hear a few little things there that Charlie heard when he was a kid. Pete Johnson on piano. Lawrence Lucy on guitar. Abe Bolar on bass. And Eddie Doherty. Eddie Doherty on drums. Here are a couple of them, Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys.
Ah, lady, baby, look at you. You're so beautiful, you got that today. You're so beautiful, you got that today. Ah, baby, just wanna swing and sway. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. And I love you, baby, that's the way you do. Summertime, look at you. Wintertime, look at you. As I love you, baby, that's the way you do. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, baby, look at you. Yeah. Thank you.
it's you.
Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, 1939 for Vocalion, Baby Look at You, and Cherry Red, and featuring Joe Turner doing the vocal. And as I said, Pete Johnson and Joe Turner go back to the early Kansas City days when they were both working the same place. I don't know if it was a Reno club, it may have been, with Pete Johnson playing the piano and Joe Turner selling the drinks and cleaning the glasses and singing every once in a while. Great saloon tradition that way, having the bartender do a little singing. Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys. And Buster Smith, did you hear that alto solo, and did it remind you of Charlie Parker? Well, it may have, because Parker would have heard Buster Smith when Parker was a kid standing outside that saloon, listening to what was going on. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's do a couple from 1938. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra doing Jitterbug Lullaby, which he co-wrote with Ellington. And Billie Holiday and her orchestra, If I Were You, written by Buddy Bernier and Bob Smarich. Both of these are septets, both 1938 and both for Vocalion 78 Records. Johnny Hodges, Billie Holiday.
Thank you.
1938, Johnny Hodges, his alto saxophone, and his orchestra, Jitterbug's Lullaby, and Billie Holiday and her orchestra, and If I Were You, too, from 1938. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Here's Putney Dandridge.
Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you places. I know you'd like to go, but outside of that, I've got no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Beep doodly beep bop, beep doodly beep doop, the bop dop doodly, brrrr, brrrr, bow, bop dop doodly, bop doodly. life and upheaval, but I'm certain, my honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. I'm in a dancing mood, a gay romantic mood, whenever I'm with you. That music seems brighter, my troubles are lighter too, when I'm with you. I'm in a merry mood, I light at every mood, whenever you are near. I feel like a feather when we dance together, dear. So let me hear, I want to hear a rhythm that has a trick in it. Hot music that's got a kick in it. It's really heavenly, the way you follow me. You seem to know my mood. You know how to chime in when I'm in a dancing mood.
Putney Dandridge and his orchestra. In 1936, the year, with Plenty of Money and You, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, and Maurice Sigler and Al Hoffman's I'm in a Dancing Mood. Putney reminds me of a combination of Bobby Short and Fats Waller, something like that. Doc Cheatham on trumpet, and Tom Macy on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Ernest Hill on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. Putney Dandridge and his orchestra, 1936, for Vocalion. Here is Frankie Newton and his Cafe Society Orchestra, 1939, Tabs Blues, meaning Tab Smith, the alto saxophonist, and Frankie's Jump, and that one's by Newton and his trumpet.
Thank you.
Tab Smith playing an alto saxophone there, beautifully so. I'd forgotten about him until I dug that record out. First tune we heard was Tab's Blues and then Frankie's Jump for Frankie Newton, the leader of the band, and his Cafe Society Orchestra. Newton's one of those hidden guys that played beautiful horn, and for a short time. Cafe Society, there were two parts to that. I'm not sure exactly where both were. Barney Josephson owned them, and they were in the term used at the time, swank joints. As Harry Carney would say, boiled shirts and white ties. And you'd go there and have nice dinner and dance to the likes of that. Frankie Newton and his Cafe Society Orchestra, featuring Tab Smith on alto saxophone, Ken Kersey's piano, Ulysses Livingston on guitar, Johnny Williams bass, and Eddie Doherty on drums. Newton, of course, on trumpet. All right, let's check the time here. Push this button and say you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Now Count Basie and Jimmy Rushing, one of my favorites of all of that band and of Rushing. I think it was a spontaneous arrangement that put this together. It's called Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me, Rushing singing on it, and I think Lester Young had a great part to play in this, if for nothing else, the unison saxophone section at the opening, which is just breathtaking, and seems like something that Lester Young would have done. And Count Basie, rarely heard, is playing the organ here. This is a beauty from 1939, Count Basie, and Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me. Thank you. two of them for you in that set. Count Basie and his orchestra, Count playing the organ. 1939, Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me. Jimmy Rushing singing for you. And Sidney Bechet Trio in Chicago, 1940. Bechet on clarinet. Earl Hines piano and Warren Dodds on drums. And Hines' Beautiful Blues in Thirds, Count Basie and Sidney Bechet. Here's Chicago cornetist Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, 1939. Let's keep it moving, and then I'll tell you about all four.
Thank you.
hot bands, one from November 1939 and one from November 1940. The first one, Muggsy Spanier, his cornet and his ragtime band. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, with trombonist George Bruni's doing the vocal. And Dippermouth Blues, written by Joe Oliver for Louis Armstrong. And Benny Goodman and his sextet, 1940, Holy Cats, written by Goodman, and Spencer Williams' Royal Garden Blues. Cootie Williams on trumpet, Benny Goodman clarinet, Georgie Auld on tenor saxophone, Count Basie at the piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Harry Yeager playing drums. Muggsy Spanier and Benny Goodman. Benny Goodman. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and one of the great jazz vocalists. One of the great vocalists in this art was Bing Crosby. And here he is, 1946, with Eddie Condon and Friends.
To think I could live without you, but I admit that I changed my mind. I go to sleep and I dream about you, and through the day you can always find me blue, because we're parted, blue and broken hearted. There was a time I was I'm melancholy blue and oh so lonely. True, I want you only. We made a blunder and lots of time I wonder, dear, if you're blue too.
When you'll regret it someday.
day when you grow lonely. Your heart will break like mine. You'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Marvelous words, like glorious, glamorous, and old and by amorous. You're just too wonderful. I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very too heavy in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous words. Marvelous to to marvelous world.
Starting off on that set, Bing Crosby, 1946, with Eddie Condon's gang doing Blue and Broken Hearted and After You've Gone. Nat Cole Trio, meaning Nat Cole piano and singing, Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass, and Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer's Too Marvelous for Words. And then Cliff Jackson, 1944, for Black and White 78 Records, and Philip Braun's Limehouse Blues. And getting on with that one. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And let's go out today with Benny Goodman and his sextet.
Thank you.
the Benny Goodman Sextet first, and then the Metronome All-Star Band. We heard from Benny Goodman Sextet, meaning Benny Goodman, Cootie Williams, Georgie All, Count Basie, Charlie Christian, Artie Bernstein, and Joe Jones. 1941 for Columbia, we heard Breakfast Feud, On the Alamo, I Found a New Baby, and Gone with What Draft. And then the Metronome All-Star Band doing 1 o'clock Jump with solos by Buddy Rich on drums, Count Basie piano, Charlie Christian guitar, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Coleman Hawkins tenor saxophone, Cootie Williams trumpet, Benny Carter alto saxophone, Harry James trumpet, and Benny Goodman clarinet. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.